96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're coming up on a holiday weekend, and you might want to throw a barbecue, or maybe you even want to take a mini vacation out of town, but you don't have the money to do it. You're living paycheck to paycheck. What you get in that paycheck is pretty much all you have. How do you make that same paycheck go further? How can you do more with the same amount of money? Well, we have some money management ideas tonight on how to spend smarter and save more. My guests are Muriel Garr, co-host of Beyond the Bling on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141, and Dr. Robert Brown, author of the book Economic Stress, Harsh Truths, and Keys to Empowerment. Lines are open if you have any questions about saving money, spending smarter, and stretching your paycheck so that it can do more. Give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Brown, Muriel, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me back.
All right. Muriel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so first question for you, Muriel. Why are people living paycheck to paycheck?
Oh, wow, Harold. That's an interesting question. One reason they're living paycheck to paycheck is because they're living off of a living wage, but we're not going to talk about that on the show today. The other reason they're living paycheck to paycheck is just because there's not enough money to take care of basic necessities. When you talk about household expenses, whether it be rent or mortgage or cost of food, and if they have child care, it generally is a lot of money that they have to come up with just to cover their daily expenses.
But is that always applicable to folks that are in the lower strata of the economic plane? There are some folks, middle class, who are making good money but still living paycheck to paycheck.
Those that are making good money are also trying to keep up with their peers. You know, we want individuals to feel like we're at a different place, especially economically, than we are in life. And let's be real, all of us want to feel accepted. All of us want to have a level of approval. So because of that, we're going to just by nature overextend ourselves. And then let's not forget that those who are in the business of money, buying and selling money, whether they be mortgage lenders, car lenders, or whatever you may, or credit card holders, they create this false sense of financial security by saying, yes, you deserve to have whatever it is that you want. And they make it easy for us to get in debt, not thinking about how we're going to be able to pay those bills on top of what we need to live day by day.
Dr. Brown, what is the first sign that you may be slipping into financial trouble, that you can't make ends meet, even though you've got a job and you're paying your bills? But what are the first signs that of trouble?
When you are constantly experiencing economic stress, mm-hmm. and I define that as the inability of a person or family to meet their financial obligations because of job loss, not enough work, job instability, or low wages, and the impact this can have on your overall well-being. But one of the remedies that I always suggest is that if you do not have a budget, you need to start to build one. And one of the great templates to use in budget building is to allocate 10% of your earnings to savings. That means you want to pay yourself first. 35% should go to housing, whether you're renting or you have a mortgage. 25% should go to the other living expenses that you have. 15% goes to transportation. That means if you have a car payment, or if you take public transportation. And then the remaining 15% should go to reducing debt, credit card debt specifically. But along with that, I also suggest that you track your spending habits for 30 days, which means that For people who have smartphones, you can track it electronically. For those who may not have smartphones, you can go buy yourself a little pad and paper.
Oh,
and
the old-fashioned way.
Absolutely.
How about that? Pad and paper. Go ahead.
And you jot down every purchase that you make for a month. And at the end of the 30-day cycle, you'll have a really good profile as to how you're spending money. And what this does is it puts you in a situation where you may be able to reduce some expenditures. You might even be able to eliminate some expenditures. And so for the money that you're saving, you can allocate those resources either to saving more every month, or you may pay more every month and reducing some of the debt that you've accumulated.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are giving you some tips tonight on how to save more, how to spend better, and how to make the paycheck that you're currently getting go further. You can give us a call right now if you have a question or a comment, and because our experts are here to help you. Okay, so, you know, piggybacking on what Dr. Brown was just, you know, saying, Muriel, what is the biggest problem that people are facing as they go through the budgeting process and they look at what they're spending?
You know, it's interesting. Dr. Brown started by talking about paying yourself first at 10%, and the second line item that he mentioned was allocating roughly 35% for housing costs. And while, and I totally agree with the basic budget scenario and keeping a budget, one of the challenges, though, are the percentages that we teach people to allocate for their budget expenses. Because while we may say allocate 35% for housing, when it comes to getting a mortgage or even trying to rent a property, the reality is majority of the people are not spending 35% for housing. They're spending anywhere from 42 to 50%. That already throws the budget off. So there has to be, we have to have some realistic thoughts around how we're going to be able to manage the money that we have based on the choices we make and the living conditions in which we're living.
It sounds like you really have to be strategic, Dr. Brown, based on what Muriel was just talking about, because if you're spending half of your take-home pay on housing, then that really throws the numbers that you mentioned earlier into chaos.
It can, but it also depends on the region of the District of Columbia where you live. If you live in the city,
or anywhere in the country for that matter.
Sure. So if you're living in D.C. proper, you're going to really get hammered. So that 35% will probably be north of 45%. But if you live in some of the outlying areas, that 30% can be very, very feasible. But I also think it's really important to understand how finances and money work. And one of the challenges that disproportionate numbers of District of Columbia residents can face is being what we call unbanked. And unbanked is when a person or a family does not have a checking or savings account. And what this does is it really excludes them from gaining access to capital, gaining access to credit. And what tends to happen, particularly with lower income people and poor people, is that they end up paying a lot more to get access to their money. What I'm talking about, for example, is the extent to which they may have to use payday loan services or check cashing establishments just to get their check cash. So say, for example, a family is making $20,000 a year. They may spend literally hundreds of dollars just cashing their check. And so one of the challenges that we have to address is the extent to which we have to reduce the number of people who are unbanked in the nation's capital.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about better ideas for you to spend better and to save more money and getting your paycheck to stretch further than it is right now. Let's go to Greg. Greg, calling from Washington, D.C. Greg, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you for having me. Good evening, caller.
Sure.
My question is, how do you manage a budget when percentages on services is going up when your salary is not? I make a good amount of money along with my wife, and if I get a 1.2% raise, but health care goes up 8%, and, you know, other services that's needed for everyday living, how do you manage?
Well, that's a very important question, and thank you for asking it. And that's one of the challenges that Americans across the country are facing, not just here in the District of Columbia and the region. And so one of the things that I always suggest is if you do not have access to a financial advisor, one of the things that you can do is try to seek greater financial literacy or financial capability. And two agencies I'd like to identify are the United Planning Organization and the Capital Area Asset Builders, which are two organizations in the District of Columbia that provide financial literacy and financial capability to address some of the issues that you just raised. But there are also other apps that you can use if you happen to have a smartphone that will actually track your spending habits, again, over the course of the month. So it helps you to identify areas where you may be able to cut back to address the increases that you mentioned, or it may even help you to identify areas that you may be able to eliminate in terms of the spending that you're doing. And it's amazing how you may leave your home in the morning. Let's say you have $40, and at the end of the day, you may have $2.68.
Woo!
And for the life of you, you can't remember where the money went. And so that's
right.
Why it's really important to track your spending habits. And I promise you that if you do that for several weeks or a month, you will find areas where you may be able to cut back or even eliminate some of your expenses.
Thank you so much.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
One of the things that I do is like go to the big box stores to buy gas, you know, because it's cheaper.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm doing the things that I need to do, but it's still finding a hole in my pocket. Thank you for your advice.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. We appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Michelle on line two from Lanham. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind? Michelle, Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
I just want to know, is it okay to just go ahead and get another job, even though it puts more stress on you working more with this, being a single woman? And then, like they say, the money is not there. So what do you do?
Well, seeking a second employment is always an option to stretch your revenue stream that's coming in. But also you've got to see whether or not that second job, what's the expenses associated with that second job? Are you going to pick up increased travel expenses, for example? If you have children that you're caring for, are your child care expenses going to go up? And then also, is the reason why you're having the challenge month to month because of your spending habits, which is why my colleague who's sharing the mic with me tonight is talking about actually doing a spending log and analyzing what your spending behaviors are. And then when you're looking at a second job, there may be some things also that you are already doing for free that could be generating revenue. So if you love to bake cakes, for example, Harold, we've talked about that before, and every time somebody wants a cake, they come to you. Instead of you baking that cake for free, you might want to go ahead and sell that cake and generate some additional revenue. So there are many things that you can look at in that second job category that will actually help you in stretching that paycheck from pay period to pay period.
Real quick, Michelle, what do you do for a living?
I am a bindery assistant at McCardle Printing, which is the printing business is dying out.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
I mean, so you go to work, what, 5 days a week, right?
Yes.
Do you buy your lunch or do you take your lunch?
I start taking it.
Okay, do you smoke?
No.
Okay.
But she's a binding assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And so while the printing business may be dying out to a degree, there happens to be an entity, FedEx Kinko's for one, their business is booming because people need a place to go and take those pictures on their cell phone to have them printed. People need a place to go to get steps and repeats done. People need a place to go for large signage. And printing is what she has an expertise in doing. So doing that on the side can generate some extra revenue for her.
Well, there you go. Something to consider. Thank you so much, and good luck to you. And this is why I brought that issue up, because a lot of people, and I'm sure, Dr. Brown, you would agree with me on this, a lot of people miss out on those opportunities to save money. You talked about leaving the house with $40, coming home with $2, and not knowing what happened. Taking your lunch to work can really reduce the amount of money that you are spending during the course of a week.
Not just that, but it also is more likely to be healthier. Yeah. Because you know what the ingredients of that lunch are, as opposed to going out to the local restaurant and you're getting perhaps saturated fats, salts, and all of those types of things. So there's a health component to fixing lunch as well. But going back to the last caller, this is a time in our history in America where people are really trying to figure out ways to remain relevant in an economy that has continued to destabilize for millions of people.
Well, hold that point, because I do want to dig a little bit deeper on that. And we have some phone calls on the line. If you're on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. We will be taking your phone calls. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio.